We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO for this Wednesday night. Reconnecting with an old pal, an old radio pal of mine. We did radio years ago on WBEN. He's a former Bills first-round draft pick, a Western New York native from Frewsburg, New York. Former Bills linebacker Shane Conlon on the line with us. Shane, how are you tonight? Great to be with you.
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, John.
Hey, those were the days on Monday nights when you and your fiance Caroline would drive up to the Elmwood Avenue studios on Mondays after a game and talk. Those were fond memories for me. Probably not as fond for you, Shane.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. Caroline kind of did that deal for me. She was working with the Bisons at the time. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun together, that's for sure.
You know what I remember, Shane? I think you proposed to Caroline like on your way to do the radio show one night or something.
I did. Yep. It was on a Monday. I remember that. I think it was right either before or after the show. Yeah.
What was that? Like 20, 25? How long have you been married now?
Oh God, almost 25 years.
Good for you. Congratulations, and give my best to Caroline. Shane, the reason we caught up with you, we came across your name in an article. You are back in football in your adopted hometown in Pittsburgh, working for the Arena Football League, Pittsburgh Power. How did that come about, Shane?
Well, I was working for another company, and then the owner of the team, Matt Shaner, approached me. We kind of live in the same town, and he just said, hey, why don't you come and help us with our program here, the Pittsburgh Power. And I said, so I looked into it, you know, came to a couple games. It seemed to be really a lot of fun. So, yeah, and then this year I just joined them. And as far as I'm in charge of corporate partnerships, so it's been fun.
And the Power are a relatively new franchise, just a couple of years in arena football now, right?
Well, this will be their fourth year, right. But it's actually, the Arena Football League has been around since 1986. So we brought this team, Matt brought this team to Pittsburgh, and Lynn Swann is another owner of the Power, so a minority owner of the Power. So, yeah, they brought him here in, you know, 4 years ago, and, well, this is our fourth season, so we're looking for big things. That big win the other night against San Jose, so that's supposedly the best team in the league. So I'm still trying to figure out the game and learn everything about the nuances of the game and the rules and everything else, but it's fast-paced. If you like offense, this is where you want to be.
Yeah, we're with Shane Conlon, former Bills linebacker. He is now, as he said, vice president of corporate partnerships for the Arena Football League Pittsburgh Power. Shane, were you thinking about getting back into it on the football side, or are you more comfortable now in sales and marketing?
No, I never wanted to be involved in the football part of it. I mean, they'll ask my opinion every once in a while on a player's too, and I'll offer it, but I like the business side of it. You know, Matt's given me every opportunity to kind of run with this, the corporate stuff, and it's been going well. So hopefully we just need a winner. It's been a struggle for the last couple of years with the wins. So, but I think we got the right quarterback, we got the right team, and the partnerships are starting to come in.
I'm sure, you know, you feel comfortable in the business world. Since you left the NFL, what, 1995, you spent most of your career in business. You did a lot of commercial real estate over the years, right?
Yeah, I did. That's what I was doing prior to this, yeah. So, yeah, it's fun. But, you know, this gets you back into the game of football, which is fun. I mean, there's 18 games. We play either Friday or Saturday night. So kids love it. And, you know, it's just action-packed. Plus, it's fun just to go out and sell that kind of stuff, you know.
Especially
the game of football.
Yeah, especially in that market, and you know, you've been around Pittsburgh now for years and years. Virtually every form of football, high school, college, pro football, it seems the city of Pittsburgh embraces football on all levels, Shane.
No, they do. They absolutely do. Especially, you know, obviously with the Steelers being here, and you know, they sell out every year since I've been here. And it, you know, this is a football town. Whether it's, you know, the biggest thing in the weekends during the fall is high school football. And then you go from, you know, obviously Pitt's been struggling lately. But, you know, they get a pretty good turnout there. So, yeah, we're trying to bring, arena football to Pittsburgh. And it's been well received. I think if we can just, you know, put some wins together, so which we definitely have the team to do it, we'll get a lot more fans in there. That's for sure.
You know, it's got to be a kind of a market that is ripe for professional football. Especially, you know, your schedule is what, mid-March to the end of July. It's a town without an NBA franchise. You've got to you play in the Console Energy Center, a fairly new arena. It's got to be a market that eventually, as you said, maybe with a few wins, will embrace arena football, huh?
Well, plus the fact that an average family can go can afford to come to these games. You know, the average ticket price is basically, you know, $10 to $15 a ticket. So it's not like you can't with the Steelers. I mean, it's a what's that $250 a ticket. So it's very affordable for families. So and that's what we're seeing a lot of families, a lot of young kids. You know, it's a lot of action. It's just good, clean fun. I think. You know, they throw the ball almost every time. So if you're an offensive-driven fan, this is the place you want to be.
Hey, Shane, one thing. I looked at your schedule with the Pittsburgh Power. Your team lost their first game, had a bye week, and in the bye week you replaced your coach. What went down there, Shane?
Well, yeah. We just thought we should have won. The Cleveland team was struggled this year, and this guy's been here for great guy, Coach Stingley, but you know, Matt just thought it was time for a change. So, and actually, the guy that we got probably would never have gotten him, the new coach, if it wasn't for, you know, us playing one game and then firing the old guy, because he was part of the franchise that thought they were going to be available, and then the franchise folded the last in Utah that at the last moment. So we were able to get this coach because. All the arena teams had coaches at that time. So it worked out perfectly for us. So we got a new guy, and we're really happy to have him.
Shane, what have you learned about arena football in your year or so on the job there with the Pittsburgh Power?
As far as football, it's still football. I think that, the games, the rules are a little different. But it's still, what I've learned with the players, you know, there's some good players out there. There really are, and they just, you know, obviously, I think a lot of them think they can get back in the NFL through this, which we usually get one or two guys from the league that sign with NFL teams. But, you know, these kids just love football, and they love being around it. And you know, back to the glory days. I mean, it's just, it's fun. It's, you know, football's football.
We're with Shane Conlon, 9 years in the NFL, six of them with the Buffalo Bills, former Bills first-round draft pick in 1987. Hey, Shane, I was thinking about this, and it was a different era back then. There was no rookie salary cap. You had kind of an extended contract holdout before you signed your first contract, didn't you? It got a little ugly way back then in 87, didn't it?
Well, I did. I mean, I remember we just wanted, you know, market value, so I was the eighth pick, so we kind of wanted to be slotted in the eighth spot, so. And obviously, Bill Polian didn't see it that way. So yeah, we had a little holdout, but it was just, I don't know, 10 days or so. But yeah, we got in, and everything was good after that.
You know what I remember about that training camp? Bill Polian, who was back then very fiery, very you know, emotional. He referred to your agent at the time as a charlatan, which sent all of the media to the dictionary to find out what exactly a charlatan was. You remember that?
Right. Yeah, I do. I remember sitting in that because I was going to sign my deal. So I brought all my stuff and go in to sign with Bill and my agent, Brett Senior, at the time. And I guess the numbers didn't add up. So my agent, Brett, just threw the spilled coffee all over Bill. And then we said, come on, let's go. And I remember going back to Frewsburg. You know, it was about a 40-minute drive, not even half an hour drive from Fredonia at the time. And my dad's like, what are you doing here? He was so upset that I didn't sign that deal, which we ended up signing it the next day. But yeah, it was a tough time, especially for my parents, you know, being from Frewsburg, more money than they've ever seen in their life. So
yeah.
it was tough on him.
Well, it really worked. Yeah, it really worked out when you think of the defense you walked onto when you eventually signed with Bruce Smith and Daryl Talley, and Fred Smirlis was still here when you started. There was talent, you know, Ray Bentley. There was talent all over that defense in the late 80s and early 90s, wasn't there?
There was. You know, we had Mark Kelso, too, in the secondary. Nate Odoms was in my draft. Yeah, we just had a great defense. And obviously, put it with Jim and, you know, the offensive power that we had. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, Shane, did you ever look back and, you know, you left here via free agency and went to the St. Louis Rams, obviously, a better contract at the time. When you look back, are you happy with that move? Would you make that move again if you had to do it all over again?
Well, obviously I wanted to stay in Buffalo, but that was when they got rid of Bill. So Bill Foley wanted me, and I know Marv did, but then the new guy came in, is John Butler, right? And he said he wanted me at a certain price, and so I went out and found a better deal, which was tough to do, especially on I didn't really want to go to the West Coast, but. The Rams made me an offer I couldn't refuse. So, and I gave the Bills every opportunity to match it, and they just couldn't do it. So, which is fine. I mean, obviously, if I had my brothers, I would have loved to stay in Buffalo. I think most people do, being a hometown kid there and everything else. So, but it worked out.
It sure did. Shane, there a lot of Bills fans are nostalgic these days with last week's passing of team owner Ralph Wilson. Did you ever have many encounters with Mr. Wilson? Do you have any memories of Mr. Wilson from your time here in Buffalo?
I didn't have a ton of encounters with him. I know he used to come in on Fridays and go to our practices, but I didn't see him a whole lot. Really didn't get involved, and he really never got involved in any of the contract talk, so... but I just remember seeing he would always come and shake everybody's hand. He was just a very, very nice man. And I know a lot of other guys were much more friendlier than I was. I was kind of a shy kid then, too. So, but he was always had a presence. He was always on the field. Everybody always had a smile on his face. And it's obviously very sorry to see him go. But he had a really good life, I'll tell you.
Shane, I know you and a lot of your teammates from that era are very concerned about Jim Kelly's health. What do you think? What have you heard? What do you think about Jim Kelly's latest battle with cancer?
That's it's really upsetting. Obviously, we're trying to figure out what's going on. Hopefully, he's a tough guy. He'll make it through. Obviously, but it's kind of shocking to see. We're all getting to that age that families are starting to. People are starting to get sick. So, I don't, other than the fact that, it surprised everyone because we thought, he had it under control and then it came back. And so, but he's a player. I'm sure he'll be great. I sent out a note to him, obviously, to say, good luck and keep fighting, which, he's a fighter. He'll be all right, I'm sure.
Shane Conlon, former Bills linebacker, our guest on the line with us, former Pro Bowl Bills linebacker. Shane, I know you still have family here in Western New York, down in Frewsburg in Chautauqua, and along with some Bills reunion type events, you get up here from time to time, right?
Yeah, I have. For that 50th anniversary thing, I think that was the last time I was here. But yeah, I see my parents are still in Frewsburg. My two brothers and sisters still live there too, so I see those guys every other month or so. So it's great, yeah.
And you get up to Geneva on the Finger Lakes. Your son is a pretty good quarterback for Hobart College, right?
Yeah, it's my oldest, Patrick. Yeah, he had a really good junior year. I love that place up there. So, yeah, we go to all those games. So, actually, I take that back. I drive through Buffalo almost every other week. So it's a lot of fun. I have a son. A junior son in high school that plays on Friday night, so then we jump in the car early Saturday morning to go watch Patrick play, and his game starts at noon, so it takes about 5 hours to get there, so we have very busy weekends during the fall.
It sounds like it. Well, I'm glad we got a hold of you this time of year, Shane. It's great to reconnect with you. People still talk about you fondly here. We really appreciate you being on the air with us tonight to talk about it. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. Thanks for the time.
Shane Conlon, former Bills linebacker, now vice president of corporate partnerships for the Pittsburgh Power of the Arena Football League, the Pittsburgh Power of the AFL. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.